Welcome to the Answers for Elders radio show. Meet the trusted experts who will give you straight answers and will help guide you on the path of later life care. Now, here's your host, founder, caregiver, and CEO, Suzanne Newman.
And welcome, everyone, to Answers for Elders Radio Network. And we are here on our very first weekend welcoming so many amazing cities that are joining this program. We have so much important information to share about aging, about why it's important to be educated and prepare up front, and things we can do to make our quality of life in our aging years much better. And we're not going to disappoint you today because we are so honored to have National Aging in Place expert, Dr. Jill Berkey. And Jill is amazing. And what can I say? I have known her for a long time. She's been an aging in place, clutter elimination, and downsizing expert for over 17 years. And she is the CEO and owners of an app that we're all going to hear about today that helps you survey your home to make it more aging in place friendly. What are things that could be potential fall hazards, things like that? And so, Dr. Jill, we're so excited to have you on Answers for Elders. Welcome.
Thank you, Suzanne. It is an absolute pleasure to be here and speak with you.
Well, thank you. And it's such, I feel so mutually honored to have you because so many times, you know, it's interesting, Jill, I was in preparing for today's interviews. We get phone calls all the time for obvious reasons, right? And so when we get phone calls from families, so often it's after a fall. It's family that's in crisis, that they've been dealing with a senior loved one and they've taken a bad fall. And, you know, they're like in their 70s or and all of a sudden they're getting this dismal news as well. Broken hip. It's going to take a while to heal because you're older. Your bones are more brittle. And then the other side of it is, as I'll hear stories of, well, you know, mom broke her hip about 4 years ago and she's never been the same since. I'm sure you've heard that story a lot. So obviously prevention in the, you know, the boomers right now that are 10,000 people a day turning the age of 65. We're all getting to that point where we need to take a look at our own living space. We want to stay in our home for as long as possible. So there's this term out there that people may not understand, Jill. And tell us a little bit about the term when we say aging in place. What does that mean?
Aging in place is not what people think it is. It is not, I'm just going to stay in my home forever. The problem is we change, our homes don't.
Yes, we do.
And that means we need to step back and take a look at what's going on in our lives. And to me, we need to look at our finances, transportation, our health, socialization. Think about, what am I going to do if I can't drive and I'm not near public transportation? Do I have transportation in my town that I can get where I need to go? Is my health good enough for me to remain at home or my partner to remain at home? Or am I going to have a condition that's going to need some attention in the future? And remaining at home may not be the best option for me.
Exactly.
And socialization is one of the downsides of aging in place, because you can become very isolated if you can't get to where you can socialize with other people. So those are some of the really important factors that we need to think about, in addition to staying in my home as long as I can.
And it's, I'm really glad you brought that up because, you know, so many seniors, you know, and they hang on to the family home because of the memories, but it may not necessarily support them. There may be stairwells that could be, you know, not conceivable right now. They're not getting proper grooming because maybe they're not able to get up to the, you know, the real bathing area that they have. They're, you know, they're moving things just to stay in an albatross of a home for them that's not serving them. And so, you know, part of that is to think about your quality of life. And so much happens to, as we get older, we've got definitely a lot of issues when it comes to maintenance, repairs, you know, just the overwhelm of that. And so obviously there's a whole factor of downsizing, is it not?
Yeah. And it really is a very, very important factor and something that we have to think about, because we're going to, if we stay at home, we're still going to have taxes. We're still going to have maintenance. Mm-hmm. We're still going to have to worry about who's going to shovel our walk. What if we can't get outside? So there are still a lot of other factors to think about. Mm-hmm. And downsizing goes hand in hand with aging in place. You need to look at where you're living now. Mm-hmm. Is it a safe place for you to be? Mm-hmm. Is your house too big and it takes way too much time to clean? You mm-hmm. have way too many rooms. Or yeah. maybe you have stairs and you shouldn't have stairs. Mm-hmm. You need what we call zero threshold entries, which is basically no step entries. Your washer and dryer, are they in the basement? Maybe they shouldn't be. Maybe they should be on the first floor with you.
Right.
Your washer and dryer, your dishwasher raised so that you can reach it better. There are a whole host of
lower cabinets, and it doesn't mean that you can't do some modifications to a new place. And that's the nice thing about thinking about when you let go of that family home. I know downsizing, it's like, I've heard people say, well, I know I'm living in this house that doesn't serve me anymore. And I always say, it's too much to deal with to stay, but it's too much to deal with to move. People feel overwhelmed in this process. Why do you think that is?
I think it's because they've lived there so long that they just kind of don't see really what has accumulated over time. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I've had clients say things like, well, I need to downsize because I don't want to leave all this stuff to my kids, mm-hmm. which is an amazing thing. I think that's a wonderful thing.
Yeah.
And I hear people say, I don't know where to start. Well, I can see why. It's
yeah, normal. Exactly.
Yeah. But if you break it down into manageable pieces, you do two drawers at a time mm-hmm. or part of a closet at a time, and you sort mm-hmm. through things. You decide what you're going to keep, what you're going to sell, what you're going to recycle, what you're going to give away. Mm-hmm. It makes it a lot easier. Now, yeah. along with that comes with some things that have memories attached to them. And yeah. one of the things people don't realize is they are not attached to that thing. They are attached to the memory that that thing brings to them.
Right.
So finding another way based on, if you are going to downsize, you don't have the room for some of these things, possibly taking a picture of it so you still have that image. Mm-hmm. Or another thought is finding someone who will love that piece as much as you do.
Yeah.
I've given pianos to girls and boys clubs. I've given entire sets of china to churches. So there are ways to manage getting rid of some of your things mm-hmm. in a very peaceful way. And that's what it should be. It shouldn't yeah. be full of stress. It should be peaceful.
Yeah. And it's interesting you say that, because so many of our kids today, they don't want the china. They don't want the crystal. They don't want the kind of stuff that we wanted when we were younger. And, I'm sitting here right now with my mom's china and crystal. I have no idea what's going to happen to it, when I'm gone, because nobody in my family wants it. Right. So there's a lot of things that we need to consider. And certainly in the process, we may have things in our home that are huge accident hazards that we don't even realize. I just had a friend tell me about, bumping something in her kitchen. And for some reason, it caused her to go off balance and she fell right on top of the dishwasher, which was open. Thank goodness the rack wasn't there, but yeah. she broke off the dishwasher door with her weight. And guess what happened was she was completely, down on the floor and then couldn't get up because she was so hurting. And, that was the thing. These are things this is a woman that's my age. She's in her mid 60s. So these things happen. And certainly making sure that we have a space in our life that we can be, live safely. And when you talked about raising the dishwasher, I went, well, see, that would have solved that. And those are things that we can certainly do. So Dr. Jill, I know we're going to talk this hour, but before we leave, I'm just going to briefly tell our audience, Dr. Jill has a brand new app out, and we're going to talk a lot about how each one of you can take this app, it is designed to help you survey your home to make sure that you can provide the most safest living area possible for yourself. And Dr. Jill and I, we will be right back right after this.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-494-8310. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-494-8310. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-494-8310.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
We at Answers for Elders thank you for listening. Did you know that you can discover hundreds of podcasts in our library on senior care? So visit our website and discover our decision guides that will help you also navigate decision making. Find us at answersforelders.com.
Hi, this is Suzanne Newman, host of the Answers for Elders podcast and radio show. We are the North Star that guides you through the complicated journey of senior care with trusted experts in money, law, living solutions, and more. So join us on this station, your favorite podcast channel, or just go to answersforelders.com. Meet the way showers who will help your journey go a lot easier.